Well, come on down to the Bar Talk Happy Hour, where producer Raymond and Odie Coyote got the power. We'll spin the tunes that'll make you dance all night. Serving up some country hits, oh, it's a real delight. Grab your drink, join the crowd, let the good times roll. Classic honky tonk to the songs. Producer Raven's on the beats making the speakers boom. And Odie Coyote's on the mic singing like there's no tomorrow. Raise a glass, let's toast to the Bar Talk Happy Hour, where the party never stops, it's a real country power. So put on your boots, let's two-step through the night. At the Bar Talk Happy Hour, we're gonna do it right.
Welcome, everybody, to the Bar Talk Happy Hour. If my voice sounds like garbage, that's because it is. But apparently so is Dr. Odie Love's voice. His voice is absolutely crap today. He was supposed to make an appearance on today's show because it's our Valentine's Day special. But he's under the weather, too. And I bet producer Avery's just so sad that he couldn't be here in person.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But we have something even better, actually. And it's kind of the headline today. We have Ken Foe, who is going to be joining us. The good folks over there, Rico and Jakey. You guys are going to love them. I got a great time to sit down with those guys earlier this week and had a great interview with them. And it's just amazing. And it's all coming up. You guys are going to hear that great interview. And they're highlighting their brand new single called Hey Senorita. It's really catchy. Like, it's kind of a Southwest Mex Tex. It's a little poppy, actually. But it's actually really good. I love it. And we're going to start featuring it here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. So stick around for that. And the... But see, Dr. Odie Love did not leave us empty-handed.
He didn't?
No. He sent you a love letter. Or more like a poem.
And
Dr. Odie Love is not very good at poetry. He is the most backwoods redneck guy you've ever met in your entire life. He is absolutely... He's wretched. He's my long-lost cousin, twice removed. And I don't
for
know...
For good reason.
I don't know why he still comes around. Because he's got a restraining order. Like, you've got a restraining order against him. You know?
He violates it.
He does, but he just doesn't know how to quit. Bless his heart. All right, we had all that coming up, but right now here's the songs coming up this week on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Welcome, everybody, to the Bar Talk Happy Hour. I'm Odie Coyote. Welcome back. For the first time ever on the show, we have a brand new guest here. We have Jakey and Rico from Ken Foe. And I love these guys so much. I need to show this real quick here to everybody at home. Check this out. I got my Ken Foe sticker back there.
Oh, no way.
Absolutely. Jen, the promoter over there for you guys, sends me lots of cool stuff. I have a collection of guitar picks too, but I don't have a guitar pick from you guys. So if you want to send me one, I would
we'll get you one.
I would love
we'll get you one. It's on its way.
All right. So you guys have quite a bit of success. You are no stranger in the Texas country music field. You guys have been, you're legends. You're like right up there almost with like the Great Divide and Aaron Watson.
No. Incredibly kind.
Very flattering, my friend. That's awesome.
So looking at that, obviously you're super strong in the Texas country music field, but what feels different right now, especially with the new single coming out, what feels different in this moment right now as you guys kind of continue?
Honestly, I think it's just a fresh face and a fresh start to 2026 and to the face of the band. We're rebranding everything. We got a new rhythm section, added a fifth member who plays a fiddle and keys and guitar, just like Rico does. I'm Emily Jean, a four-time state champion from Mexico. We're working on developing our melody section, developing four-part harmony in a real practical context. We're super excited about playing 2026 and seeing where it goes.
Absolutely. So band development is something that sometimes people forget about. Like, you have to evolve over time. Sometimes band members change. Sometimes, you know, as your style changes, your energy changes, and hopefully the stages change and they get bigger, you know, things have to kind of evolve. So I really love seeing that from you guys. Talking about the song Senorita here, right? What made this the right song to push out in early 2026? Because this thing just dropped not that long ago.
Yeah, about what? Last week? Or this week, I should say. But No, so the song is very special to us. It was written by Jim Beavers, Brett Beavers, and Bart Butler. Those are some pretty heavy hitters in the country world when it comes to songwriting. And we were just lucky to have the song and get the green light to put our Kinfield stamp and cut it. We cut this song, we sat on it for a little bit, and I think the right timing came for the brand new year with kind of a new lineup with the band. Like Jakey said, the freshness. We just knew that we needed a fresh sound, fresh something, you know, and it lined up, man. And this song for us, when we heard it in the studio and we created it and started putting it together, and as it was being born and in a weird artistic way being birthed, we knew that we wanted this to be kind of highlighted and showcased in a new light and in a new time. So that's how it all kind of in our minds came together. Freshness.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, like, got to keep things fresh. Let me ask you quickly about the cover for this one. The cover looks like, I'm going to put it up on the screen here for those watching on the video right now. It's going to be on YouTube, but tell me about the cover for this. How did that come about and who designed it for you?
So I did the design. It basically came from the song. If you listen to the song, it's a, what's the word? Like you used a mystic.
And there's a mystique, yeah. You know, I think at a superficial level, it kind of details, you know, the meeting of a man and a woman. But I think there is a mystique and something maybe even a bit mystical, if you will, about it. I mean, is she a woman? Is she a vision? Is she an apparition? Maybe all of it. Who knows?
Yeah.
But so we just kind of wanted to reflect that in the cover art.
Very cool. And you guys have this kind of ability to mix this kind of style of music together. Find a hard, it's not Red Dirt necessarily in that traditional sense, but it's not like modern country. It's kind of somewhere in between. How do you guys describe this song and how it fits into your catalog?
If you were to take the Mavericks and Ricky Martin and somewhere right in between there.
Maybe.
There you go.
It was one of those things. There were a lot of influences. Like in the studio, we record as a group and we supplement with players. We really try to create the environment for an expressive artistic statement. So we had an idea of how we wanted it to sound, but we got into the studio and it started to develop. And it was like a flower just blooming, you know? And when we finished the song and we were leaving the studio, we're like, this is something special. I mean, we didn't know exactly what it was about it, but I mean, it was something intangible about it, you know, a mystique, if you will. Mm-hmm. So we were hoping that would translate into radio and hopefully people would respond to that. And I think that's probably why we held on to it for so long.
Yeah.
Because honestly, I mean, there's something about it. Even when we were done recording, it was like, there's something.
It's different than what we put out in the past, for sure. So we knew that when it was all, like Jake was saying, when it was blossoming.
I gotcha.
That it was going to be something special.
So I had me a good laugh. Now, I do my own good research, like any good person in radio who interviews people does. I don't trust AI and what it tells me, but I do use it to help and aid in kind of giving me a good start, especially when I want to find more about like a certain band or certain people, and it may not be immediately obvious just with the Google search. And I had a good laugh because I was using Perplexity, which is just an AI tool, and I asked it about, who is Kinfo? What can you tell me about? I was just kind of really generic, kind of playing around with it because you're not like, you know, you're not trying to be the mainstream guys. And sometimes Texas country music, it's a little harder to get more surface tension. And I loved it because I asked it specifically. I said, tell me about Jakey. And it said, Jakey is the hype man. He's the one bringing the energy, the lead guy.
It's true.
No.
So is that an accurate statement?
No, I'm not a hype guy. I
am. Off stage during the show, yes, you are.
Rico is definitely the face of it. You know, he is. He's out there peacocking. You know, and
I peacock, but he actually has the energy. If you have to have, like, he's like the backbone of that, man. Because if you go see a live show, Jakey's everywhere on stage, so that's accurate.
Well, I do try to channel my inner ping pong.
So, okay, here's the other thing.
That's funny, though, that it said that.
Rico, you're a fiddle guy. Where do you rank your like, how does that kind of play into the shows in that? Are you kind of like the Charlie Daniels? Do you really show it off?
Yeah, he definitely does.
I try to harness the energy to do something like that. I mean, for all the listeners here, I mean, a little behind the curtain, I think making it look harder than what it is a trick, is the key, you know, because I mean, if you think about it, and rest in peace, Charlie Daniels, no disrespect. I love Charlie. Big influence on me. But
really,
grit your teeth, close your eyes, you know, make it look like it's real hard. And it just, it looks like a showpiece, I guess. I don't even know. How do you say it?
It's incredible. I'm not a musician in that regard. I can play drums a little bit. I'm a passable drummer. Let's just call it that. But I could never play fiddle. And I've seen Charlie Daniels live play Devil Went Down to Georgia at the Grand Ole Opry. I was actually there, and I got to stand on stage night, by the way. And I met his, I think it was his grandson. He was like 12 at the time. This is clear back in 2012, man. And so, but yeah, I got to meet him, and that was one of the coolest experiences of my life. When I saw him playing, I thought he was going to break it. And I'm sure he did. He probably goes through a couple of those a night because you just see him playing on it. I wasn't going to ask that, but since you said it, now I got to ask. How is that the easiest song to play on fiddle? Because it looks dead hard.
And that's probably the point, yes, sir. I mean, Rico is an incredibly gifted showman. He's very engaging with the crowd. He has animal magnetism. But yeah, it's about the performance, you know? And it's not fake. He's not saying that. He really gets into what he sells it, you know? And it's passionate, it's real, and it's a love for it, for sure.
There is definitely a passion there. I mean, I think all around, you mentioned the bow. I mean, there, it's so crazy. I mean, again, behind the curtain kind of action, there's a way to play your bow to break strings on it, you know, on purpose. The way you do it is angle a little bit more, bow speed and more pressure, you know, and you're for sure going to be popping strings. And yeah, Charlie, his brother was his tour manager, and he carried a cylinder, like a PVC pipe, the 6-inch one, like that. I'm sure he had a bow endorsement. I don't know. People were probably giving him, but he was going through bows. Like, he would go through like 3 bows in one like 60-minute set or something like that. It's pretty crazy to watch. But yeah, I mean, it's all showboat kind of thing. And I think that's what people want to see. I think people want to be entertained, right?
Of course.
People want to be entertained. That goes with, like, you know, I say this to anybody. I mean, Jakey's probably the best guitar player in the freaking country and the world, to me, at least. And I think he could, you know, you put him up there and he can stand his ground with anybody. He's a freaking prodigy. Savant when it comes to music. And he doesn't like being complimented like that, but that's just, but it's the truth. And the reason I say that is because I think on stage, you can feel the passion and the energy from everybody, not just us two either. I mean, now on the other side of the stage, you have another fiddle champion, reigning fiddle champion, that's can fiddle circles around me. And now you can amplify that energy. Our rhythm section, you know, that kind of pushes from the back. Everybody has a job on that stage. And I think you gave the song example, Devil Went Down to Georgia. I mean, from the snare drum that's pushing us, you know, from the low basses that you feel the rumble underneath, from the fiddle that it looks like it's going crazy, you know, and then the electric guitar that's like keeping the rhythm and creating that intensity. Everything has a place, bro. And that creates the show.
Absolutely. Right? It's all the package, and every little part has its own little place to be in that. And it creates this thing, and that's how you get better. And you mentioned it earlier. Obviously, you're developing and you're growing. And that's kind of what you said earlier. You said feels different, is just the development of the band. And I think that's what's going to make you guys even more successful than you already are. Now, let me, obviously, we're pushing Senorita here, and we want fans to go out and stream it, buy it, get it on there, tell your favorite radio stations to play it, because all the stations here for the Bar Talk Happy Hour, they need to be playing this track. So make sure you guys go tell the fans, or go tell the radio station owners, go tell them to play it. What should fans expect from you guys next, coming into 2026? The tours, or the shows getting bigger, more music? What's on the pipeline?
All the above, sir.
What you got?
Honestly, that's, as I mentioned, we refaced everything. We're trying to elevate our stage show, our performance. Always keep growing, you know. For people that haven't seen us yet, and people who have seen us, there's something special in the works. With the new addition to the melody section, Emily, we're kind of going back through our catalog for the songs that we play on a regular basis, and now we're able to develop parts that we couldn't before, because prior to her joining the band, it was just Rico and I on the melody section. He's playing guitar, singing, entertaining the crowd, which is very impressive. But now we can actually create some dimension and texture with stuff that we've done, and it's going to be packaged completely differently. So excited to bring this to a venue. So
there's so much potential right now, and I think we don't even really know. We're just tapping into it. We don't really know how it's going to look, you know, and we have an idea how we want it to look, but I guess that's not the right way to say it, but there's just so much potential. We're so excited to see how it develops in the next few months, you know, and for all the listeners that have heard us before and come to the show, it's a whole new, it's a refresh, kind of like a new show where you can come out and it's going to feel different. It's going to feel great.
Kinfo
2.0. Kinfo 2.0. Love it. I am in Iowa. You guys either need to come up here or I need to get my butt down there. And that's our whole goal with this show and the stations. We want to bring more Texas country music out to people who've never heard
it
before, who only know about Nashville pop and need to know about this because this is amazing music. You guys are doing a fantastic job. So I appreciate it. Rico and Jakey, thank you so much for your time. Make sure you guys go out and check out their brand new single called Hey Senorita. It's coming up right now here on the show. And watch out for Kinfo on the road. And you can check them out at kinfo.com. We've still got your Valentine's Day special, including Dr. Odie Love coming with a special treat. So stick around right here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour.
You keep it clicked here, and we'll be right back with more on the Bar Talk Happy Hour.
Welcome back to the Bar Talk Happy Hour. All right. Normally, Dr. Odie Love, my long-lost cousin twice removed, would join us live for this annual Valentine's Day advice, because that's what he's known for. He's known for his very redneck, very backwoods advice on love, and he's usually pretty terrible at it. But we let him on once a year just because, I guess, I feel sorry for him in some ways. I don't
Despite
know why.
Despite my...
Repeated court orders to keep him away from you.
I was going to say opinions, but that works too.
That works too. But yeah, for his annual Valentine's Day special. But unfortunately, he sounds like he swallowed a handful of gravel. So instead, he mailed a poem for producer Raven. I have not screened this, and I'm already very nervous. And I feel like legally, I should say I'm not responsible for what this poem says.
Is it legible?
Yeah, barely.
Oh, gosh.
All right. By Dr. Odie Love, romantic enthusiast and legal learning experience. Raven, the first time I saw you, my brain shut off like a ceiling fan pull chain yanked by a confused toddler. I bought you cologne for you. It said for men. I use double. Now my truck smells like my truck smells like commitment issues. We walked by you, or you walked by and smiled once, and I forgot how pockets work and put my keys in a vending machine. Raven, you are the reason I Googled how to flirt and accidentally subscribed to a Tractor Parts newsletter. Your presence hits me sudden, like trusting a gas station burrito during important plans. If romance was fishing, I'd hook on my own shirt, fall in the water, and say, nailed it. I know you're married. I respect that institution deeply. I even slowed down once when driving past a church.
He knows the word institution?
He's been institutionalized, so he knows that word. He does know that word. I mean, he's been locked up. He's been, you know. Anyway, the restraining order says 500 feet, but emotions ain't exact science. So I stepped 499 feet. Felt like handcuffs immediately, very educational. That's right. He comes within 500 feet of you, he gets arrested.
Yeah, I know.
When you laugh, my stomach does gymnastics it ain't trained for, and my posture makes decisions without consulting me.
Oh, good grief.
I tried to act smooth around you once. Leaned on a railing casual. Railing wasn't attached to anything. We both leaned. We both learned about gravity.
More like he did.
He did. You make my heart pound like somebody knocking on the bathroom door right after a questionable chili. I ain't saying I'm perfect, but I did wash my truck and myself in the same weekend.
Oh, good grief.
And I brushed my teeth twice without a dentist yelling first. He barely has any teeth left to brush. If attraction was horsepower, mine would be loud, smoking, and leaking something concerning.
He already leaks something concerning.
Raven, you're the reason I considered eating vegetables and immediately laid down till that feeling passed. So this Valentine's Day, I just want you to know somewhere nearby is a man trying very hard to behave appropriately and failing considerably. Forever emotionally committed, legally discouraged, Dr. Odie Love. And Raven, on a scale from restraining order to witness protection. Where are you emotionally right now? Or should I just go ahead and call his parole officer?
Call the frickin' parole officer. Put me in witness protection.
That was very concerning to you. Yeah, Dr. Odie Love, I'll have a conversation with him and figure out. But yeah, he's my cousin, you know.
I guess we'll figure out that conversation next week.
So ladies, just know that your significant other, your boyfriend, your fiance, your husband, they can't do any worse than that. So if they write you anything, I mean anything, they just write their name on paper, it's probably significantly better than what we just read on air. So, you know, at least you got that.
I feel like I need to pound on a gas station door right now.
And like I said, I didn't review it, so I was very concerned as I was going, am I going to get an FCC violation? And the Fed's going to be knocking on our door, telling us that we violated some legality here. But I do think it's, you know, he's maybe learning. At least he didn't come around. You know, he stayed away when he was sick, I guess. That's something.
Just be glad I don't have a titanium bat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She wants to bust his head up, head cracking open like an Easter egg.
Like a nut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she definitely does not like Dr. Odie Love. Now, he's been around a long time, since like 2009. He's been doing this advice almost every year. And, yeah, he's not very good at it. He once told us how he judges women based on the color or dress they were wearing. Red means that they, I'm trying to remember, I'm going to probably screw this up, but red means that they're like a, you know, they're going to break your heart. Yellow means that they're a gold digger if they wear a yellow dress. Blue.
I thought it was red.
No, I could be wrong, but in my point being, he would look at a gal and by the color of the clothing that they were wearing, he'd know, you know, what kind of girl they were going to be. And, you know, God bless him, but he's probably wrong, but maybe. There's something there? I don't know.
I mean, as interesting as his advice is, maybe we should get back to the music and then people know where they can hear Kinfo next.
Yeah, we'll definitely get to your Kinfo concerts here this Valentine's Day. But real quick, one more thing, Raven. Producer, he did leave you also a song dedication in his letter. He has requested that we play Honey, Open That Door by Ricky Skaggs.
What? I don't even know that one.
Oh, you'll know it. You'll hear it. It came out in like 1982, I believe, which feels less like a romance and more for probable cause, because he's going to bang on the door, I guess. So, you know. So, Raven, this one's from Dr. Odie Love, who promises he's knocking respectfully right here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Stick around for your concerts and goodbye up next.
Here's your Bar Talk Happy Hour good news of the week.
Drivers on a Nevada highway met an unexpected traffic jam when an escaped zebra trotted casually across the road and refused to hurry. Video shared with UPI shows the striped runaway wandering in front of stopped cars as surprised travelers laugh and take photos instead of honking. The animal had slipped away from a nearby property before its slow-motion dash onto the pavement. Deputies and the zebra's owner eventually coaxed it safely off the highway and back into a trailer, turning a potential hazard into a story drivers say they'll be telling for years. Andy Sanchez reporting.
Keep it clicked right here. We'll be right back with more on the Bar Talk Happy Hour.
Welcome back to the Bar Talk Happy Hour. It's Odie Coyote back here with concerts and goodbye. Happy Valentine's Day to all of you. And like I said, you can't do any worse than Dr. Odie Love. Special thanks to Ken Foe for joining us on the show. That was the bigger highlight. That was honestly our Valentine's Day treat to you guys, getting you guys exclusive access to Rico and Jakey from Ken Foe. Loved having them. You can go check them out in concert February 20th. They'll be in Copeland, Texas. And on February 21st, you can go check them out in Durant, Oklahoma. On the 27th, they'll be in Austin, Texas. These guys are getting huge. So if they're going to get out of Texas here soon. They weren't just in Vegas not that long ago, too. Well, remember, guys, drinking ain't the sin, being drunk is. If you see Dr. Odie Love out and about, stay as far away from him as you can. He is not mentally well. Until then, we will see you guys next week right here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Stick here, guys. God bless, and we love you. Mwah!
Thank you for listening to the preceding broadcast of the Bar Talk Happy Hour. The broadcast is copyrighted and may not be rebroadcast or retransmitted in any way without the express written permission from the show creator. For comments and questions, please contact us online, bartalkhappyhour.com.